Okay. Erev Tov. Parshas Bo. We're going to do something a little bit different today. The subtitle here is The Message of Tefillin. And the subtitle to that is What Made Rabbi Yosef Weiss Return to Put on Tefillin the Next Day? This Rabbi Yosef Weiss, I think, his family was a main contributor to the Kalever Rebbe's Sefer called Shema Yisrael, which recounts stories from the Shoah, stories of Mesiras Nefesh, stories of different stories about different types of people. And this Rabbi Yosef Weiss, Olav Shalom, Zichron Levracha, was a young boy, young man at the time of the Shoah. And they describe in the Hakdama to this Sefer, Shema Yisrael, his family describes, the contribution was made Le'ili Nishmaso, that when he was a young man, in whichever camp it was, perhaps it was Auschwitz, I don't remember, he'd already lost all of his family. He was the only surviving member of his family. His parents, his siblings, everybody was gone. And he heard that there were tefillin in the camp. And he got up early to be able to have an opportunity to put on the tefillin. He went to put on the tefillin, and all of a sudden, a Nazi, Yimach Shemom, came upon them, discovered the men putting on the tefillin, and he took his rifle butt and drove it into Yosef Weiss's mouth, knocked out all of his teeth. Can you imagine the excruciating pain? He's bloodied like a pulp. At the roll call that morning, his friends had to hold him up. Right? Imagine the agony. The next day, right, he went back to put tefillin on. And the question is, what is it that could bring a Jew who had lost his entire family, whom you would think endless questions are pulsing through his mind and heart? He was most nefesh to be mekayem a mitzvah, and he paid for it with all the teeth in his mouth. And he goes back a second time. What does that mean? I mean, it means mekayem chay Yisrael, but what does it mean? So let's take a look a little bit at the tefillin. We're all familiar that inside the tefillin are found the parshios of Shema, V'ahavta v'yom shamoah. But they're also in Tefillin, the first two parshios in the Tefillin are Kadesh and V'haya ki b'yachal, which are found at the end of our parsha, Parshas Bo. And let's examine that and see what it has to teach us. First of all, we're going to see that part of the idea of Tefillin. Tefillin is one of the unusual mitzvos, tzitzis, tefillin, sukkah, where a person needs kavan not only for the kiyum, a mitzvah, but also for what the mitzvah, as it were, is communicating to us. If you look in Shulchan Aruch, in Or HaChaim, Simen Chaf Hei, it says, Yichavein b'hanachoson, and aside from the fact that one is being mekayem a mitzvah, for every mitzvah, a person has to have kavana, that he's fulfilling a mitzvah of Hashem. The person should have kavana as he puts on the tefillin that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has commanded us. Laniach arba parshios, to place these four parshios, as we said, Shema, Vayayim Shamoah, Kadesh, Vayaki Yivyarcha, the latter two being found in Parshas Bo. Arba parshios, Eilu Sheishvim Yichud Shemo, right? They speak to Hashem as being Echad, as we see clearly in Shema Yisrael. The Yetzias Mitzrayim. Yetzias Mitzrayim is what we learned from these first two parshios of Kadesh and Vaviyacha. Talks about coming out of Mitzrayim. Al Azroa, upon the arm, Keneged Alev, opposite the heart. Al Arosh, and upon the head, Keneged HaMoach, opposite the mind, the brain. Kadesh Nizkor, Nisim, and Niflos, Asa Imano, that we should remember the miracles, the wonders that Hashem did for us. Sheimorim al Yichudo, these miracles themselves point to Hashem as being the only objective reality and control of everything. Asher lo hakoach lememshala, that he has all the ability and the dominion, ve'alyonim v'tachtonim, in the upper worlds, the lower worlds, lasos behem kirtsono. It was clear that HaKadosh Baruch Hu alone, from the function of the nisim of Mitzrayim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is all capable. And now the Shulchan Aruch adds, v'yishtabed la'HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and once you subjugate to the Ribbono Shel Olam, and the Shama Shiba Moach, the soul which is associated with the mind, become a lev shu ikar atavos v'amachshavos, and the heart which is the source of a person's, as were tavos, his desires, umachshavos, and his thoughts, v'zeyizkor habore v'yamit hana'osav, and through this you should remember the Creator and lessen his pleasures in this world. And the idea being, we know that Mesil Sisharm tells us that a person's association, a person's relationship with this world should be one where he takes what he needs from this world. Again, that's very relative. Different people need different things, right? I don't just mean in terms of the situation, but in terms of where they're holding. Every person is at a different rung on the ladder of life. And as such, we're not talking about things that are usher. Things that are usher, there's nothing to talk about. But we're talking about even that which is mutter. A person shouldn't become preoccupied with Olam Hazeh. He should use Olam Hazeh insofar and in a way that it aids him in his quest, his endless quest towards attaching himself to Hashem in this world on his way to Olam Haba. That's what Mesil Sharm teaches us, and that's obvious. But they're two very separate ideas, very distinct ideas. I shouldn't say separate, but really two distinct ideas that are being communicated in what the Shulchan Aruch tells us here. On the one hand, to speak about the Nisim that Hashem did, to recognize Hashem's greatness, what He did for us, He took us out of Mitzrayim, etc. The second thing is that we turn inward, we should be a Shabbat to the Rabbon Shalom, right? Our thoughts, our feelings, etc. And we should make sure that our relationship is one so that it affects our connection to this world, to the world of physicality. We shouldn't become preoccupied with our own nose. If we look at the source for the Shulchan Aruch, the first part, this concept of remembering what Hashem did for us, we left Egypt, or we see Hashem's oneness, right? The concept of Shema Yisrael, and again, the parshas that we're involved with right now, that He took us out of Egypt, He's all capable, all we call omnipotent, etc. And we keep them on our head and on our heart, or near my heart, on our arm, opposite the heart, to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim, and to remember the Nisim Niflos. In other words, it's meant to be very inspirational. Look at what Hashem did, and He did it for us. Right? Kadesh Nizkor Yetzias Mitzrayim, says the Torah, Ayidei Nisim Niflos, Sha'asa Imanu, Sheimorim al Yehudo, Sheyachid Ba'olam Vasher, Lo HaKoach, V'Meshal V'Elyonim Tachtonim, La'asosem Kimertzono. The greatness of Hashem and what He did for us. Derech Agav, we point out that the Torah also says beforehand, he says, the Lefisha Tefillin Nikraim Pe'er. Tefillin are our crown of glory. Right? So when we wear our Tefillin, this is a crown of glory for us. It's a crown of glory for us. Because we are the ones who are making this declaration of what Hashem did, and not only that. He continues on, he says, V'nikroim tefillin, loshem plila. The word tefillin itself comes the word plila. Plila means to engage in discourse, an argument. An argument to prove a point. Loshem plila shehin os ve'edus l'chol ra'enu shashchina shora aleinu. So again, the focus of the tour, and this again was brought in the Shulchan Aruch, but only in the first section of the Shulchan Aruch, is to focus on the greatness of Hashem, and that which Hashem did, He did it for us. So again, his greatness, and he did it for us. This is to remind us of who we are. Our greatness, our greatness. We are crowned with tefillin. We're adorned with tefillin. And the very name tefillah means this is a point of argument that we can say that the Shekhinah, we turn to the nations of the world, to those who are preoccupied with what we call with this world, the world of here and the now, and they say, we are crowned with tefillin. And our tefillin, as it were, our testimony of what Hashem did, his omnipotence, and more than just his omnipotence, that he demonstrated his omnipotence vis-a-vis us. Took us out of Egypt. This is seen in the gloss here of the Bach on the tour. He says, "Bevikuach o zeh shel menatzchim es haumos sheyichudo yisbarach she'anu miyachdim oso yisbarach hu emes v'shal kein ha'shechina shor aleinu." Okay, so clearly the face, the of tefillin, as we understand it from the tour and in the first part of that which the Shulchan Aruch says, is the greatness of Hashem, the all-encompassing omnipotence of Hashem, his endless power without any limits, and that he did it for us, our closeness to Hashem. That's only the flavor that you walk away with from the tour. But then there's a second thing that's also inside the Shulchan Aruch. He quotes something which is not found in the Torah. This idea of Yeshavid, Lakosh Baruch on Hashem, Shibamach, Vigambalev, Shikar Atavos, Vachshavos, Ubezei Yizkora Bore, Vyamit Hana Osav. There's another idea that as we don the tefillin, we're meant to be Meshavid, to subjugate our minds, our feelings to the Creator, and as such, to be focused on our connection with Him and not focused on the pleasures of this world. These are both true ideas, but they're very different from one another. The source of the second idea, as we said, is not found in the Torah. It's then found in Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah of Shari Tshuva fame also has a perish. Maseches Brachos, glosses on the riff, and he says over there, I wrote to the Kabel Olav Olmochu Shemaim. He's going on a Gemara that says that a person who wishes to accept the yoke of Hashem's dominion in the most of excellent of fashions should don his tefillin, yes, don his tefillin, say Kriya Shema and Shemona Esrei. So part of Kabbalah Olmochu Shemaim, accepting the yoke of Hashem's dominion, part of that process in the most complete of fashions requires not just the saying of Kriya Shema and Tefillah, but doing it with Tefillin. V'tam adam v'mnisha Tefillin shivarosh ha'adam. The act of Tefillin being put, says Rabbeinu Yonah, upon the head of the person, v'shavid labor yisbarach ha'neshama shibamach u'batfillin shibizroa adam v'shavid gufo, to subjugate one's mind, one's body, to the Creator. So this is the second aspect. This is found in Binyonah, and this is the second aspect of the Shulchan Aruch mentions. Two completely different concepts. One, the greatness of the Creator and how He revealed this greatness upon us, that shows our greatness also. And on the other hand, the direction of the Binyonah, which is to humble ourselves, to subjugate ourselves, to refocus ourselves. Two different pictures. No stira, no contradiction between them, but two very different pictures. And the Shulchan Aruch mentions both. Within that light, let's examine just for a moment the Rambam. The Rambam says that through wearing tefillin, a person is transformed. This goes in the direction, okay, of the Rabbeinu Yonah a little bit. Again, it's not quite the same, but in the direction. He says, the Kedusha is a tefillin, Kedusha son gedolahi. The Kedusha tefillin is truly great. Shekolzman shat tefillin b'rosho shal adam, as long as the tefillin are upon a person's head, alzroon upon his arm, if he's wearing them properly, with proper intent, hu anav, he is humble, v'yorei shemayim, and God-fearing, v'eino nimshech v'schok v'sicha b'teila, he's not preoccupied with superficialities, engaging in nonsense. Says he does not have impure thoughts. But rather, his heart becomes available to soar to the heights of words of truth and righteousness, Torah, etc. Person is transformed by tefillin. Tzvas Emes, in the same light, says that when we wear tefillin, as the pasuk says, "Va'yilo os la'yotcha ulizikaron b'neinecha," says the Tzvas Emes, "Manti atoras Hashem b'ficha," that pasuk that we're going to see here in our parsha, "Va'yilo os la'yotcha ulizikaron b'neinecha l'manti atoras Hashem b'ficha," says the Tzvas Emes, because the wearing of tefillin, the ikar tefillin, him la'orer osios shechasam HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'nafshos b'nei Yisrael. In other words, the the success of tefillin is to be the match that lights the spark of what Hashem has already imprinted upon our hearts, upon our souls. And in that way, yeah, it says our souls, as it were, right? Shechasam HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'nafshos b'nei Yisrael, shechasam shekoach haneshama b'guf. The strength of the Neshama of the Guf is like the Shemos Hashem written upon the parchment of a Sefer Torah. We are walking Sefer Torah. We are walking Sefer Torah. And the halacha is that way. We know that one tears kriya, one, right, is where tears his clothing if he is present when a Jewish soul leaves a Jewish body. And the Gemara learns this out from the fact that when a Sefer Torah was burned, Sefer Yom Yo, they tore Kriya. So if a Sefer Torah, when it's burned, one tears Kriya at that juncture, then certainly when a person's soul leaves him, because the person himself is even like the greatest of Sefer Torah, his body is like the parchment, and the neshama upon, yeah, in that body, like the writing of Hashem's name upon that parchment. The Torah has, the tefillin, I should say, has the capacity to be ma'orer, to awaken that koach. So again, that's what the Rambam was talking about, and the Tzvas Emes, as it were, gives a little bit more of a flavor to it. So that's why it's important if a person has the opportunity to be able to learn in his tefillin, because the wearing of the tefillin lights the spark that enables the Torah that's embedded in a person to come to life. So let's take a look. We're going to find, I'd like to be able to address and see where in the Chumash we find these two different complementary aspects of tefillin. On the one hand, the aspect of pointing to Hashem's greatness and how that greatness is revealed upon us, right? More grand, the grandeur of the Borei Olam, the grandeur that he's bestowed upon the Jewish people, Otzi Yisrael B'Tifara, he has crowned us with glory with regard to the tefillin. And the other aspect of how somehow the tefillin is meant to remind us that we should subjugate our minds and our hearts to Hashem and not become preoccupied in our world focus upon the here and now of the mundane physical world of pleasures. Fine. The way we're going to examine this is through two similar phrases, yet different. We'll start off in the parsha, the first parsha that we're going to discuss, Kaddish Li Kol Bechor, then afterwards Vayakiv Yacha. In the beginning of the parsha, Kaddish Li Kol Bechor, again, these two parshas are found in a person's tefillin. But it says, Vayom Moshe La'am Zachoras Yom Hazeh, Asher Yetzatzem Mitzrayim, remember the day that you left Egypt, Mibeis Avadim, you left the house of slavery, slaves, Ki Bechozek Yad Hotzi Hashem Eschem Mizeh, for Hashem is taking you out, Bechozek Yad, right, with the strength of the hand, Chozek Yad, or a strengthened hand. Hotzi Hashem Eschem Mizeh, V'lo Yechel Chometz, you shall not eat chometz. Later on, in the same parsha of Kaddish Li Kol Bechor, it says, "Vayol osa yotcha lizikaron beninecha lamanti etoras Hashem befiicha kibiyad chazaka hotziyacha Hashem mimitzrayim." It should be an os upon your hand, and a commemoration between your eyes, tefillin shoyag, tefillin shorosh, lamanti etoras Hashem befiicha. So the Torah of Hashem should be up in your mouth. Kibiyad chazaka, for in a yad chazaka, in a strong hand, hotziyacha Hashem mimitzrayim. Note that the first time we came upon this discussion, it says, V'chozek yad, with the strength of the hand, or a strengthened hand. Yad chazakah is the strong hand. The strong hand, and here, V'chozek yad, a strengthened hand. Two different phrases. Then at the end of the Parsha Vayaki Biyacha, so there, right, the discussion is one that that's talking once again about tefillin, but this time instead of saying yad chazakah, it says v'chozek yad ayot laos al yotcha. Note the unusual spelling of yotcha here in pasuk tzayin yud dalet chof hey u'totafos beninecha ki v'chozek yad. Once again, this phrase chozek yad hotziyanu Hashem mimitzrayim. So first, let's examine the phrase chozek yad. The Chasam Sofer says a very interesting thing. Remember, the first time we saw in these two parshios, in these two paragraphs, we saw the term Chozek Yad is referring to that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, Chozek Yad, and you shall not eat chametz. The Chasam Sofer says, what does it mean? What does this phrase mean over here? Ki v'chozek yad otzi Hashem eschem mizeh v'lo yechel chametz. Says the Chasam Sofer that really, if we'd been at our highest level, we should be able to eat chametz on Pesach. We don't, obviously. But just as you find that the after traveling, after leaving Mitzrayim, 50 days later, we stand at Shavuos, Matan Torah. And there, the korban that's brought, the mincha, the meal offering that's brought on Shavuos, is different from the one that we started Sefiras HaOmer with in Pesach. The one that we started Sefiras HaOmer with in Pesach was from barley, and it was comprised of a mincha of matzah, unleavened bread. But Shavuos, Shtei HaLechem, the Korban Shtei HaLechem, was dafka made out of chametz. And the idea that all everyone speaks about over there is that shows when we reach the Torah, we have the capacity to be mekadesh all of Olam Hazeh. We're not in conflict with anything in Olam Hazeh. We don't have to be aware, we don't have to be afraid, because we're able to be mekadesh it. This is not so simple, but that's what we reach it at Matan Torah. Says this, the Chasam Sofer, had we been worthy when we left Egypt, totally worthy, we would not have had to eat matzah. Matzah speaks to the idea that you have to step back from Olam Hazeh. Don't get involved in Olam Hazeh because you won't know how to handle it properly. Eat only matzah. Had we been really on the highest of Madregos, then just like in Mesillas Yesharim, we find that there's three, as it were, archetypes in Mesillas Yesharim. There is Tzidkis, there is Chassidus / Prishus, and then there is Kedusha. In Tzidkis, a person is struggling to do what's right. In Chassidus / Prishus means to separate oneself from this world. A person not only is trying to do what's right, but he's trying to fine-tune his relationship. He's so desperately in love and connected to Hashem. Anything that might detract from the relationship, he runs away like he's running away from fire. So he might even, as it were, retreat from connection to something in this world, which is permissible. But he knows that it will detract from his focus upon Hashem. That's precious, separation of oneself. Again, I'm not talking about any madrigas that I, you know, we're talking about, these are facts. So in the world of precious / chassidus, a person would, as it were, perhaps deny himself things that are mutter, because he feels it distracts from his relationship. Now, obviously, this person has got to be raw. He has to be worthy doing this. If his, let's say he decides he's not going to eat chocolate cake, again, I'm not making any suggestions to anybody, and certainly I don't do it. Okay? I'm not coming to make suggestions. But let's say a person says he's not going to eat chocolate cake. Well, that's too much olam hazeh. Okay, fine. If his relationship with this act is one where he grows from it, he becomes more compassionate, more caring, more involved, more attached to Ribbono Shel Olam, more power to him. But if he is the sort of person, the sort of madrega that he's on, is when he's not eating the chocolate cake, someone comes and asks him, can you do me a favor? And he blows up and he says, don't you see I'm not eating the chocolate cake? Do you realize what level of kedusha I'm on? I'm not eating chocolate cake. And you, what are you doing? You're an amoeba, a spiritual amoeba. This person, aside from the fact he needs a Valium, but he needs to rethink his position. He's obviously not ready to enter into the world of precious, because it shouldn't bend the person out of shape. The person should be quite a contrary. He should be filled and glowing with light that he shares with everyone, right? Compassionate to everyone and not bent out of shape, right? Being preoccupied with his own righteousness. The next stage, though, is called Kedusha. Again, Tzidkus, Chasidus / Precious, Kedusha. In the world of Kedusha, there, a person has no fears of Olam Hazeh because his entire attachment to Olam Hazeh is totally holy. Like the Mesillas Yesharim says, Achilaso k'achilas ha-mizbeach. When he eats, as though he's eating, he's like the Mizbeach is consuming a korban. Says the Chassam Sofer, if we'd been on the highest Madrega when we left Mitzrayim, so then everything would be fine. Been terrific. We could have eaten chametz. We wouldn't have to, as we guard ourselves from Olam Hazeh, which is what Matzah is speaking to. Guarding ourselves from Olam Hazeh. Unleavened. Simple. Because it all would have been sanctified. But we weren't worthy. And as such, that's what required Chozik Yad. Chozik Yad implies Akilu, there's a strain here, an extra strengthening of the hand. Not like Hashem has no strain. There's only one instance, one set of circumstances where you could describe Kaviyachol that Hashem is straining. And that's where he's doing something for us that we're not worthy. He has to overcome our deficiencies. That's Chozek Yad. So therefore, says the Chassam Sofer, if we'd really been worthy, then we could have eaten chametz. But we weren't worthy. Hashem needed to take us out of Chozek Yad from its own. We weren't worthy. And as such, we need to protect ourselves. Don't eat chametz. Only matzah. This, derech agav, I dare say, is what we say every day in Shemoneh Esrei. Ki goel chazak ata. That bracha, the bracha of Geula, inside Shemoneh Esrei, it's talking about Hashem redeeming us, saving us from the difficulties of the golos. Right? Difficulties. He's goel us. And we end up with ki goel chazak ata. He redeems us from these difficulties in spite of our lack of worthiness. He's a goel chazak. So that's what the Chassam Sofer is addressing over here. And if you think about it, in what we talked about in last week's shiur, that the entire imagery of two different types of people, two different ways to grasp, to relate to this world. As we saw in last week's parsha, we contrasted Moshe Rabbeinu, who speaks to Hashem pe'al pe'al, panim el panim. He's the honor of Mikol Adam, he's the most humble of all people. And then there's Paro. Paro, who says, I don't know Hashem. Paro, as we said last week, this Rabbeinu Bachya points out, the letters of his name are He'ofar. Pei Resh Ayin Hei. Hey, I am Peiresh, Heofar, the dust, the earth. He is preoccupied with Olam Hazeh. And as such, the Arizal says that Paro's name is Ha'oref. Hey, I and Resh, Pei, Sofit. Ha'oref, the nape of the neck. He is not facing towards Hashem, because he's preoccupied with the physicality of this world, he's facing the opposite direction. The nape of the neck is what he shows. He's facing the opposite direction. Chozek Yad. That's the concept of Chozek Yad. Again, the Chassam Sofer was talking about it in the context of eating matzah, not chometz, on Pesach. But this bechlal, right? This is one aspect, and I think this relates. This speaks to what Rabbi Yonah was talking about, that the tefillin are meant to be orer in us, to awaken us, the need to be careful, to guard ourselves, to make sure that we are not sucked into the false perception of Olam Hazeh as the be all and end all of everything, as the last stop, as it were, on the Marrakesh Express. The Kli Yakar also speaks about this idea, not exactly the same way, but it's the same sort of flavor. He addresses the last pasuk, the end pasuk in Vayaki Viacha. This pasuk, Pa'ayola os al yotcha, ulototofos v'necha ki b'chosek yad hotzienu Hashem Mitzrayim. Once again, over here, the terminology with regard to tefillin this time, not just regard to eating matzah as opposed to chometz, but here with regard to tefillin themselves, we talk about Vayolos al Yotcha, this, remember this unusual reading of the writing, I'm just saying, of the spelling of the word Yotcha, but there called Yotcha is Yud Dalet Chof Sofis. Here it's Yud Dalet Chof Hei. Chof Hei. Right? L'totofos b'neinecha ki b'chozek yad hotziyon Hashem Yimitzayim. Says the Kli Yakar, Lachen hizkir yad keha, lahorosh shelo bekoach yigbar ish, kiim la'ashem ha'milchama. Vishyad Adam Kea Vhalusha Milasos Gdolo Oktana Kim Lo Ki Yad Hashem Asasa Zos Hamachzik Biodo. We put the tefillin on the left hand to show that we are weak. That we can't, as it were, we would never be able to overcome without Hashem's help. Once again, this is pointing out the idea of one has to be careful not to be sucked into a false vision of Olam Hazeh. We need Hashem. We need Hashem to help us. Again, this has the flavor of the Rabbeinu Yonah. The more watching, be careful, learn from the tefillin that one has to be wary in the way he deals with Olam Hazeh. Again, the tour was a different idea. The glory, the greatness of what Hashem demonstrated and how he demonstrated upon us our greatness. Right? It's the balance. Right? The balance. On the one hand, recognizing a person's greatness. On the other hand, don't become full of yourself. The balance between the two ideas. The Kli Yakar clearly is leaning in that direction. Valkein Tziva, he concludes over here, Hashem lahaniach tefillin asher shem Hashem chokuk v'hem al yad keha. We learn from yad cha, yud dalet chof hey, the unusual spelling that we mentioned, we saw before. Yad keha, the weak hand. The tefillin goes in the weak hand. To show that our hand is in itself is weak. We need the Yad of Hashem to help us. And if we need the Yad of Hashem to help us, we must be desperately clear not to be sucked into a preoccupation with this world, because otherwise we turn into the Paro of Ha'afar, the Paro of Ha'oref. And then how will Hashem help us? We're facing the wrong direction. Yad Keil Horos Yad Hashem Chazaka Yemanis. He says, "Koach liyad keazu." B'zeu she'omar ki bechozek yad hotzianu Hashem miMitzrayim. We're not worthy. Hashem took us out anyway. Chozek yad, kill the strain. Fine. Now let's look at yad chazaka, the powerful hand. Not chozek yad, implying the verb, the straining of the hand, but the powerful hand. Yad Chazaka. It says a Sforno. What does it mean, Yad Chazaka? Kishenosein bishanoso, right? Es ateva habilti nifsodim. When Hashem transformed, like clay in the hand of the potter, he transformed all the natural laws during Yetzias Mitzrayim, during the Makos, etc. This is where Hashem showed his Yad Chazaka. his powerful hand. Not the straining of using extra strength of the hand of the Chozek Yad, but the Yad Chazak of the powerful hand. Look at this exquisite Meshech Chochmah. Meshech Chochmah says, this is in Pasuk Tes. Remember, we had three Pesukim that we're looking at. The first one was the one Chassam Sofer talked about. There it doesn't mention Tilin, but it mentions the concept of Chosek Yad with regard to Chometz and post matzah. Then, Vayol Osal Yotcha, Lizikaron Ben Inecha, Leman Tiyat Torah Hashem Bevicha, Kibad Chazaka. Here, Tilin referred to as an Os, as a Zikaron, and the term that's used here is Yad Chazaka, the powerful hand. And then at the end, once again, we return to the concept of Chozek Yad. Vayol Osal Yotcha, Yad Keha, the weak hand. Kibad Chozek Yad. Once again, we return to the idea of Chozek Yad, the straining power of the hand, or the extra strength put into the hand. Hotzeinu Hashem Mitzrayim. So the Meshech Chochma is dealing with the first pasuk of Tefillin. There it says, Os al yadcha zikaron beninecha, and then it's B'yad chazaka, Hotzeinu Hashem Mitzrayim. Says the Meshech Chochma, let's an aside here. The Os al yadcha and the zikaron beninecha, he says the Os is always a symbol of the future. This is a sign of what will be. Zikaron commemorates the past. The lessons that we learned in Yetzias Mitzrayim, the greatness of Hashem, the wondrous acts of Hashem, and how He did them in Mitzrayim, showing His omnipotence, showing His Schar V'Onesh, showing all the fundamentals of man's relationship with Hashem, Hashem's relationship with man, and upon whom did He reveal it? Upon us, upon the Jewish people. Therefore, it is Os al Yotcha uzikaron beninecha. What you saw in the past, you must take from Tefillin an Os. It must build upon you the faith that even though it looks like it's an endless black tunnel, it's not true. This is an Os al Yotcha because we have a zikaron beninecha. It's an Os, right? An Os of what the future will bring. Because it's a zikaron in your mind. It's an Os upon your hand about what Hashem will do for you. He will begoil us again because it's a zikaron b'ninecha, because we remember in our minds, it's emblazoned upon our hearts, our souls, upon our minds, what Hashem has done for us in the past, in Mitzrayim, He'll do it again for us. The greatness of what Yetzias Mitzrayim reveals about Hashem, the fact that His greatness was revealed upon us. That's the Yesod. This is clearly the flavor that we saw on the tour, and this is the first idea mentioned in the Shulchan Aruch when we're talking about the kavanas when one puts on tefillin. Osa yitcha zikaron bein inecha. The Meshech Chochma continues. He says a fascinating idea. Fascinating idea. He says, he brings a pasuk. Pasuk in Melachim. This pasuk talks about Hashem's relationship with the Beis HaMikdash. Remember, the Beis HaMikdash is the place where all the Jewish souls unite. They fuse together in the Beis HaMikdash. And Hashem says about that, V'hoyu einai v'libi sham kol ayomim. My eyes and my heart will be there all the days. Hakavana, says the Meshech Chochma. What does that mean? We talk about Hashem's eyes and heart. Hakavana einai yal hashgacha elyona. Hashgacha, the way that Hashem's providence, yeah, affects, controls, deals with our lives. And V'libi al Ava Asher Hi Belev. His Hashgacha upon us and our love for us. Says the Meshech Chochma. We learn from the Rambam in Mor Nevuchim that the level of Hashgacha that a person has is dependent, is contingent upon what? It's contingent upon the level of connection that the person has, how dovek his mindset, his consciousness, how connected is he to Hashem. So says the Meshech Chochma, just like we find with regard to the way Chazal defined for us four different types of Jews, with regard to the Dalet Minim, with regard to the four species that we take on Sukkos. There's the Esrog that has both taste and fragrance. There's the lulav for the date palm, which the date palm itself, not the lulav, but the date palm itself has taste but no fragrance. There's hadassim, the branches of myrtle that have fragrance but no taste. And finally, there is the arova, the willow, which has neither taste nor smell, fragrance to it. And these are meant to represent four different types of Jews. Those steeped in Torah and in Maisim Tovim, those involved in Torah, less in Maisim Tovim, those involved in Maisim Tovim, less in Torah, and those who are unfortunately not involved in either. These are the four boxes, right? The Einayim is the way you see, the way you mashgiach, the way you guide, the way you are involved with somebody. That's your Einayim, right? Einai v'libi sham kol hayamim. Right, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, my eyes and my heart will be in the Beis HaMikdash all the days, says the Meshech Chochmah, using this concept, the Shvilin Shel Rosh is what he called, is put upon the head between the eyes, right, in the place of the head, right, where the middle point between the two eyes reaches upward to that point on the head. This is the world of Hashgacha. And in the world of Hashgacha, Hashem is Mashgiach upon every Jew depending on the level of his connection to the Ribono Shel Olam. That's the level of his Hashgacha Pratis. Therefore, there are four boxes. Four boxes, four separate boxes in the Tefillin Shel Rosh. The Tefillin Shel Yad has got only one box. All the parshas are in there. Because when it comes to the world of love, Hashem loves the Jewish people. All in total, every one of us, no matter what matrega we're on, he loves us. Einai v'libi shem kol hayamim. So too also now with regard to the tefillin, the focus is, remember what Hashem did for us. His hashkach upon us. Remember Hashem loves us. And now we in turn have to remind ourselves to be conscious of how much we're attaching ourselves to Hashem, right? And how much we need to love Hashem in order to reciprocate his love for us, our love for him. His hashkach upon us, our focus on our relationship with him. Tefillin Shel Rosh, Tefillin Shel Yad, Tefillin Shel Yad, Tefillin Shel Rosh. As the Meshech Chochmah says, an unbelievable idea. Fact is that it's very similar to an idea that the Shemi Shmuel talked about on Rosh Hashanah time. It says that on Rosh Hashanah kol ba'ei olam ovrim lefanav kivnei maron. All the people, all those who have come to this world pass before him kivnei maron. And there the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah talks about what is kivnei maron. So actually three perushim. We're going to only deal with two right now. One is Bnei Maron, what we're familiar with, like when we say Nisana Tokif on Rosh Hashanah, Roi Yom Kippur, Kivah Koras Roi Ejo, like a shepherd who's shepherding his sheep. There's another parish there that Kivnei Maron is Kemalos Beis Choron, like the narrow mountain path of the place called Beis Choron. Says the Shemi Shmuel, on a narrow mountain path only one person can pass at a time. And that's talking about how the level of intellect, of thought, that a person puts into his mitzvot. That's how Hashem, one of the aspects, the way Hashem judges us. How much thought does he put into his mitzvot? In the world of thought, only one person can be on that mountain path at the same time. Because no two people think the same way. That's the world of thought. In the world of heart, we can all join together. Our hearts fuse as we daven together, right? With excitement, with hislavus. We become one. Everybody becomes one together. Thought and heart. Einayim lev. Einayim lev. So we put on the tefillin. This speaks, right? This is the way that Hashem speaks to us. Right, again, the Pasuk, what does the Pasuk say? The Pasuk says, V'hayu lecha le'os al yadcha, u'zikron ben inecha. The oath of the future, based upon the corn of the past. Hashem took us out with a powerful hand, Mitzrayim. Not a straining hand, if you could use that terminology, Mitzrayim Hashem. Here we're talking about the greatness of Hashem's hand. He took us out, he demonstrated who he was, and he demonstrated that he's going to reveal himself vis-a-vis via us. His greatness, our greatness. This is meant to be ma'orer, to awaken the zikaron of what he did for us in the past. It should be an os for us, using the Mashiach Chochmah, of what he will do for us in the future. Two different aspects of the tefillin. The aspect of guard yourself. Make sure that you are worthy to put on these tefillin, that you don't, as it were, become preoccupied with olam hazeh. That you subjugate your mind and your feelings, your soul and your heart, your soul and your body to Hashem. And you commit to following the path of the truth and not the path of pleasure in this world. That's the Chozek Yad aspect. And then the Yad Chazakah. Don't despair, O Jewish people. Don't despair. Hashem wears tefillin with your names inside of it. You're putting on tefillin with his names inside of it. Those tefillin speak to his hashgacha upon us, right, through the inayim, the shel rosh, and his love for us, right? The shel yad that's next to the heart. And we need, as it were, to connect to him using our minds, the shel rosh, and our showing our love, right, with the shel yad. The shel yad. Okay. Perhaps know a little bit better now why was that Rabbi Yosef Weiss, right? Why it was that after he lost his entire family, he went the next morning not to complain, but to put on Hashem's tefillin. And why it was that after the Nazi dog knocked out all his teeth, he came back the next day to put on tefillin again. Did he think about this? I don't know. But I'm sure the message was reverberating on at least a subliminal level inside of his pure Jewish heart, his pure Jewish soul. Yitzhak Hashem, that we should need to, God forbid, go through similar experiences. But we should take the ideas we discussed here and bring them to fruition in the way that we put on tefillin and the way we relate to the ideas of the tefillin, to encourage our own humility, to cause us to be wary of the pitfalls of this world, but at the same time to realize the grandeur with which Hashem has crowned us, in that he revealed his grandeur in this world upon the shoulders of the Jewish people, upon the collective souls of the Jewish people. Sur Meira, Vase Tov. Stay away from evil, do good. Don't fall prey to Olam Hazeh, but remember that Hashem is always with us in Olam Hazeh, taking us on every leg of the journey. Okay, have a good Shabbat. This shiur, I meant to say in the beginning, and I should have given a shiur earlier, right? I mentioned it at the beginning. This time I didn't say it at the beginning. Is for Refuah Shleima, for Tzvi HaKoyin Bas Altachaya. Refuah Shleima for Rachel Nami Bas Chana Esther, both of them Besoch Shachol Yisrael, and Shvi Hatzlacha in procedure, right, for Elisheva Michal Basetel, Shibsoros Tovos from and for all of Klal Yisrael. Be well. Have a good Shabbos.